The Lies of Lachlan Mora by Scott Lynch. Chapter 1. The Don Salvara Game. Lachlan Mora's rule of thumb was this. A good confidence game took 3 months to plan, 3 weeks to rehearse, and 3 seconds to win or lose the victim's trust forever. This time around, he planned to spend those 3 seconds getting strangled. Locke was on his knees, and Callow, standing behind him, had a hemp rope coiled 3 times around his neck. The rough stuff looked impressive and would leave Locke's throat a very credible shade of red. No genuine Komori assassin old enough to waddle in a straight line would garrote with anything but silk or wire, of course, the better to crease the victim's windpipe. Yet, if Don Lorenzo Salvara could tell a fake strangling from the real thing in the blink of an eye at 30 paces, they'd badly misjudge the man they planned to rob, and the whole game would be shot anyway.
"Can you see him yet? Or bug signal?"
Locke hissed his question as lightly as he could, then made a few impressive gurgling sounds.
"No signal. No Don Salvara. Can you breathe?" "Fine. Just fine," Locke whispered. "But shake me some more. That's the convincer."
They were in the dead-end alley beside the old Temple of Fortunate Waters. The temple's prayer waterfalls could be heard gushing somewhere behind the high plaster wall. Locke clutched once again at the harmless coils of rope circling his neck and spared a glance for the horse staring at him from just a few paces away, laden down with a rich-looking cargo of merchants' packs. The poor dumb animal was gentled. There was neither curiosity nor fear behind the milk-white shells of its unblinking eyes. It wouldn't have cared, even had the strangling been real.